Hello, this is Willie Woods, your financial nut. Why financial nut? Because I like to do things a little bit different. I like to do a little things kind of crazy, you know, sort of nutty. But anyway, I'm here just to let you know that this financial information is for entertainment purposes only. The financial information is not to be used. And if it is, it's at your own expense. I cannot and will not be held accountable for any bad decisions you make because of information you've tried that you have not proved. Hello, this is Willie Woods, the Financial Nut again. I was asked a question on how do I learn how to invest? Most anything can be taught. So learning and teaching go hand in hand. There's always somebody to teach you. Somebody can teach you. You can find somebody who knows how to do it and learn from them. But what I choose to do is I choose to read a book. There's so many books on investing. You know, there's one that's really famous that a lot of people like to read is Rich Dad, Poor Dad. Kawasaki has all kind of books, but he's not the only one. There's just so many books on investing. And what I do is I read the book and I'll take out of it what fits me. Because everything in any book is not gonna fit you. So what you do is you read it and you take things out. In all reality, you should read everything you can get your hands on anyway. Reading is what makes you the better person that you are. You know, it's just like a person who lives in a neighborhood who's never left out of the neighborhood. They found their comfort in their neighborhood because they know the neighborhood. But they don't know about all the vast neighborhoods that surround them. They don't know about the other cities. They don't know about the other countries. They don't know about the other continents because they never been out their neighborhood. That's just like never reading a book. Never reading a book is like being stuck on the information that you have. So with the information you have, it may be good information, but there's always more and newer information out there that can give you a more rounded view of everything around you. So my thing is, you should read everything you get your hands on. You should make it a habit to read. You know, I'm not saying that's all you do, but everything you need to know is in a book. If you didn't know that, you know it now, because I just told you. So if everything you need to know is in a book, why not start reading these books so you can increase what you know? Reading books, to me, is just like going to college. You go to college, you spend thousands of dollars to get a piece of paper which says you're certified to do something. You read books, you don't get the paper, but you get the knowledge and a lot of things you're certified to do. It's just like being taught without the middleman fees. So I'm an avid believer that everybody should read. Now, if you don't know how to read, they have books on tape. You know, and when I say tape, I mean CD, USB, podcasts, all kind of stuff. Just like you're listening to this podcast. They got podcasts that will basically read the whole book for you. Now, does it require a little investment? Sure. But if you just want to read, you could go in the bookstore. You could grab a book and sit there and read it. You could go to the library. You could grab a book and sit there and read it. Or you could check it out and take it home and read it. So there really isn't an excuse. It's either you don't know or you choose not to. But any knowledge that you want is in a book. I tell my children, when they need to know something, I say, well, have you read a book on it? Have you searched the internet on it? Have you went to YouTube? YouTube is one of the better resources. You could go to YouTube and YouTube will show you more than you ever care to want, ever care to need. It's just full of information. And that information is there for you to take advantage of. So I guess my thing is, if you want to learn how to invest, start reading on investing. If you want to learn how to cook, start reading on cooking. If you want to learn how to dance, start reading on dancing. It's just that simple. You do not have to make it any more complicated than it is. The first step to investing is to find a broker that suits you. Right now, most of them are charging 0% or 0 cents per trade. So you basically could use any of them. I mean, I would do a little research to see if there's any other fees somewhere hidden that I don't want to pay. I don't like paying fees. But I know for a fact that Fidelity, E-Trade, TD Waterhouse, or TD Ameritrade, whichever you want to call it, and Charles Schwab's, they charge 0% commissions. And I'm quite sure there's more of them out there. So find one that suits you. I recommend E-Trade for all beginners because they cover everything. They have the tools. Ameritrade has the tools. Fidelity has the tools. You could go on to one of those sites and you could go into their library and you can learn everything you want about any type of investing you want to try. Now, me, what type of investing do I do? Well, I'm like the bank. I like to get paid for loaning my money. So I do dividend reinvestment. I buy stocks that pay dividends. Every month, I get some dividends. Every quarter, I get some dividends. That's how I do. Now, that's not for everybody because it's slow. But for me, it works. I'm not going to be sent there trading every day and all that stuff. Now, since they got 0% commission, I may try it. But before that, with $6 and $7 commission and stuff like that for each way of the trade, and you got to go two ways. For any trade, you got to do the trade to purchase it and the trade to sell it. That's $12 to $14 a trade. So you have to at least make $12 to $14 anytime you decide to trade it. Now with 0% or zero cost trades, you only have to make a penny. Now, will I do a trade so I can make just a penny? No, I want to make more. I'm going to look for stocks that move a dollar, that move $2, that move whatever, you know, on a given day or whatever. And I'm going to buy them and I'm going to sell them. I'm going to buy them and I'm going to sell them. And I'm going to make a few more dollars and I'm going to take them dollars and I'm going to put them into dividend stocks that pays me dividends. Now, I'm going to do that inside investment account like a IRA or a Roth IRA or something like that, because I don't want to be saddled with all the taxes that that kind of trading brings. But I guess my answer is to read a book. That's the best way to do. If you read a book, you don't have to bother nobody. You learn from experience. You get all the information and you go out there and try it. You know, some of you will be successful soon as you try. Some of you gonna have to adjust a little bit. But it's worth it in the end. You know, a lot of people, if they could bring in an extra $100 a month, that would change their life. Or an extra $1,000 a month, that would really change their lives. And if you really look at that, that ain't really much money. But it'll be enough to give them the room to breathe. And that's how you got to look at this stuff. You got to look at it as, what can I do to create income that will give me the room to breathe? When you have the room to breathe, it's easier to make intelligent decisions because there's no pressure. But I've said enough for today, so I'm out. Financial Nut, Willie Woods.